that is GAC-specific, that focuses specifically on governments, and that is provided online on iCanLearn and perhaps the GAC website. We are hoping to conduct the evaluation from now on, the final evaluation, by putting together all the data we have collected so far, especially with the post-evaluation surveys, because they provide very good data. So we'll be coming back to you for perhaps one last survey so that we can get your views on what you think should be the best way forward in terms of taking this GAC workshops for underserved regions members forward. Yeah, thank you, Pua.
Thank you, Alice, for that detailed update. Before giving you the floor, I want to refer us back to the agenda item 4 on GAC engagement with policy development processes, PDPs, and cross-community working groups, CCWGs, that was discussed yesterday, specifically to the attachment in the brief. I have not been as active as I want, and would like to reach out to the members for support by way of volunteering and actively participating in these processes to ensure the views and the interests of the underserved regions are articulated and incorporated into the discussions. And for the sake of our new GAC members, welcome. And please note the upcoming sessions during this meeting that will be taking place throughout the week, both in the GAC and in other communities. The General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, for example, is a hot topic at the moment for GAC and in ICANN, as you saw presented in the Public Safety Working Group just before this session. So something for you to think about. Okay, now I'm giving you the floor. We got another half an hour for comments and questions. Thank you. Please state your name and affiliation. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Blaise Azitemina from the Government of Democratic Republic of the Congo and GAC representative for the record. At this stage of the debate and discussions, I would like to pay tribute and give my credit to Alice and to Pua for your personal commitment and all your devotion about these specific working groups for which I'm personally a member. But up to now, I think we've gone through two main activities for which I really appreciated, mostly the workshop, the capacity development or building workshop, and also the assistance on the frequently asked questions, mainly based on the delegation and the redelegation process. But my main concern up to now is, even if these topics are quite useful and has really been very helpful for most of us, most of African countries and other members of the underserved regions, I think we shouldn't limit our activities to these kind of topics. They are not specific and special topics only to the underserved regions. I think as government representative and delegate, we are bound to give explanation to all the activities going on within the ICANN. I think you've helped us enough on the internet governance ecosystem to understand the environment, to understand the internet industry, but there are most, as you've just mentioned, I'm quite happy about that, that there are hot topics going on within the ecosystem now. We have GBD, we have PDP, we have also even the public safety. I think we should now come out beside the development, the capacity building, the capacity development workshop. We should embrace the normal topics, the normal hot subject of the ICANN, so that we shouldn't just be confined to particular topics or subjects, but we should be able to discuss and also bring our point of view and also contribute to the normal, the actual, the current topics going on within the ICANN environment generally. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Congo. Thank you for that very useful recommendation. We will take that on board. Thank you. Lance?
Thank you, Chair. Lance Hines from Guyana for the record. One, to express my appreciation and commend you for the presentations and also your efforts, and to also support the concept of putting some of the material online, only because of the fact it makes the information being easily disseminated in specific areas. For example, some of us want to train some more of our people locally, we're able to do that. And also, I think it'll be make you a little more nimble in terms of being able to put up new topics, new curriculum, things like that. So certainly I support that, and if there is any assistance that you need for that, please don't hesitate to ask. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Lance. Don't worry, we will come to you. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. Vincent Gundi from Kenya and GAC representative for Kenya. First, I'd like to thank both Pua and Alice for your dedication and effort in this crucial initiative. I think you've really done a good job, and we're seeing a lot of value out of this. I know Alice has raised concern that about the participation of GAC members if capacity building workshops are held back-to-back with other events such as the RIR public policy meetings. But I'd like to point out that it's very important that governments are involved over and above ICANN meetings in also engaging in the discussions held at the regional Internet Registry public policy meetings. And a case in point is, if you recall well, Alice in Nairobi, when you held the first workshop for law enforcement, it came out very clearly, and indeed, AFRINIC put a lot of effort in cleaning up its WHOIS database following deliberations during that meeting. So as much as we'd want to and encourage holding the workshops, the capacity building workshops during ICANN meetings, we also see, and I actually recommend that we also consider having such meetings back to back with other relevant internet governance meetings such as the RIR public policy meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Vincent. I agree with you. Holding these sessions back to back with the existing ones in certain regions, just to give some joint efforts in terms of costing to get everyone together at the same place. Thank you. Harry.
Thank you. Harry Chapman, New Zealand. Thanks for the presentations. I've heard rumblings that the ICANN budget, you know, is looking quite tight. I was hoping if you could comment on whether there'll be sufficient money in that budget to continue these, what seem to be quite valuable capacity development workshops in the future, assuming that the evaluation comes back positively, which I'm sure it will. Thank you.
Thank you, and unfortunately, the NGE, Tim Tarek, is not here. He could have responded much better regarding the budget, but that, yeah, you're right, there's a lot of concern. But having said that, I do believe there was already a budget to until the Panama regional workshop, which is going to be taking place alongside the ICANN meeting anyway, so it's going to be focusing specifically for Latin America. Making the cost slightly, you know, less, and we are assuming, and we would like to make sure to make the Panama workshop, the last of the regional series, having gone round through all the five or six regions. After that, I think, as suggested by several of you who've attended these workshops, and now we are going to be focusing specifically on thematic workshops and on need-to-need basis. So I am. Just judging from most of the recommendations coming from all the regional workshops we've held so far, I am not really sure that the current approach, we're going to continue with the current approach having regional workshops. So what's likely going to happen is more thematic workshops, I think, as suggested, for example, by DRC, looking specifically now at what ICANN is considering, hot topics, and those will either be provided online through ICANN Learn and on the GAC website, as well as perhaps a couple of hours at every ICANN meeting just to introduce the topic. So maybe that is an approach we may want to consider so that in a way it doesn't impact so much on the budget. Thank you.
If there's no other comments from the floor, we're going to close agenda's session. And thank you, everyone, for your attention and for your responses. And thank you also, Amicia and Alice, for the updates. Thank you. We can break for lunch now.